start our little tape here. See, all your wonderful ideas are lost. But we'll pick them up another time. Okay, now, did ask the question, how do you deal with the illusions that occur at meditation? And Chrissy answered him by saying,
I like me.
Chrissy, how do you deal with illusions that occur at meditation?
Looking beyond them.
What's that?
Looking beyond the illusions.
You look beyond them.
Yes.
You look beyond them, and what do you see?
Perfection.
Wholeness, perfection, right action, peace, truth. All that is the good, not the illusion. The illusion's back here someplace, and it's no longer in your life. That's true. Remember that, Chrissy?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that's what you said?
Yes.
Well, don't forget it, because say it whenever the condition happens in your life that calls for it, you know? Okay, and then this question went on. Is it important to use representative words and sentences in meditation to minimize illusions? And what did we say?
Don't minimize. You won't minimize illusions anyway.
Do not minimize illusions.
Yeah, but you can use repetitive words.
Use words of repetitive words and sentences in meditation to strengthen your convictions.
Yes.
Yeah, to strengthen your convictions. See? Just a few minutes apart, and they just wisely came up with everything. It's wonderful. I mean, we've got such fantastic people here. Okay, now, this is from Her Ladyship, Seville.
Please expatiate.
Read your second word there.
Which one? Please expatiate on the lousing oneself and others.
Extantiate?
Expatiate.
Expatiate.
Explain further.
It's just a new word for me.
Yeah.
Expatiate. Okay. Please expand on delousing oneself and others. Okay. How do we delouse ourselves? Since you asked the question, you might give me the answer. How do we delouse ourselves?
I like me.
How do we delouse ourselves?
By affirming.
We say,
I like me.
How do we delouse ourselves?
I like me.
How do we delouse ourselves?
I like me.
How do we delouse ourselves?
I like me.
Beautiful. Don't let anyone intimidate you out of the truth. I was trying to get you to say a different answer, to say something different, and not be consistent, you know. But you got back on the ball real good. That's beautiful. Okay, now, that's how you do that. Okay. So she says, how to expand on delousing oneself and others. Now, how do you delouse yourself?
I like me.
And what happens?
I like me.
What happens is you have only good thoughts about yourself in yourself.
Good.
That's delousing yourself. You have only good thoughts in yourself about yourself. That's nice, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So you have only good thoughts in yourself. That's how you are delousing yourself.
Okay.
Because we can use delouse in a little different sense there. You want to get all the bugs off of you and stuff. You want to get all the non-beneficial ideas out of your mind. And how do you get the non-beneficial ideas out of your mind? Okay.
By looking beyond them.
Yes, and?
And continuing with
and affirming what?
Affirming the positive.
And affirming,
I like me.
Yeah.
Many times.
Very good.
Many times.
All right, Chrissy, how do you delouse yourself? And what do you delouse yourself of? But how do you delouse yourself?
There's nothing to delouse because I exist. I like me. I like me.
You delouse yourself by saying, I like me. And what is the benefit of delousing yourself?
It keeps me in tune and surrounds my world with pure white light of love.
Beautiful. Wonderful memory. You knew that all the time. You say that every day when you get in your car, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, and the little one does too. Yeah. Ibube. What do you say, Ibube? Say it loud.
Say it loud. What do you say? Say it loud.
Say it out.
Asaramaka, and the pure light of love, always in peace, always in pleasantness, and the ways clear.
Our car is filled with the pure white light of love.
Always.
And all our ways are peace.
Always ways are peace.
All our paths are pleasantness. Right.
And the way is clear before us and certain.
And what's that?
The way is clear.
The right.
Yeah.
Oh, the ways are clear before me. Oh, of course, I love that part. Yes, the way is clear before me. Great, thank you. You're brilliant.
Brilliant.
You're fantastic. Oh, come on now. You're going to kiss the microphone here, huh? Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you, sir. I got to keep this one. I haven't done this yet. Okay, we did. Okay, now, please talk about delousing oneself and others. We did that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we come with the next one, right? And who is that from?
Me.
That's from you. Okay. Here we go. Christy, how do you differentiate between sleep and drifting to inner state for a second during meditation? How do you differentiate between sleep and drifting to inner state 60 seconds during meditation?
How you just do one?
Just seconds, you know. Is it sleep or is it just meditation?
I mean, well, you wake up because you know you went to sleep.
Not waking up, it's just... In a state, you know, it's not state of ecstasy or something, you know, when you are reading, you're not sleeping, but you are really in tune.
In a trance.
It's sort of a trance, yeah.
So you're sort of tuned into your meditation,
yeah.
And you're tuned in so deeply that you are not aware of what's going on around you.
Yeah, and then you come back to the...
And then you come back to what's going on around you.
Yeah.
And you feel like you were asleep,
yeah,
but you really were just transformed in a different level of awareness.
Yeah.
How do you do it? How do you differentiate between the two?
Yeah, because if you are doing that, and you wouldn't say you are sleeping, so you continue.
All right, let's just say to you this here. How do you differentiate between eating and digesting food?
Yeah.
Huh? Christy, how do you differentiate?
Unless somebody has differentiated, but you wouldn't. You can't.
Unexplainable.
Yeah.
For you, eating is fine. And when you eat, you eat. And you're concentrating on eating. And when you stop eating and start digesting it, then you're digesting it. And you're not thinking about eating. So you're differentiating between the two of that way, because one is an active force and one is an inside force.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, why do you want to differentiate?
Yes. Both states you are in.
Yeah. Because you're not supposed to be going to sleep.
Oh, you're calling it going to sleep. I see.
Yes.
Should I call it going to sleep?
No.
Okay, then don't you call it going to sleep. Because it's not going to sleep.
Yeah.
You're entering into another level of consciousness. Is sleeping another level of consciousness also?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. Sleeping is a level of consciousness too. And going into another level of consciousness while you're meditating is going in, and that's not sleeping. And going into a level of consciousness where you have inspiration and you know things that you never dreamed of. That's going into another level too, and not sleeping. But you see, I have a feeling you're saying sleep is spelled B-A-D. And that's not true. Bad. Now, is sleep bad?
G-O-O-D.
G-O-O-D. B-A-D.
G-O-O-D.
Good. Oh, dead?
No.
Oh, G-O-O-D. Oh, let me good.
Good. Oh, of course, of course, of course, of course. You're right. 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 It's good. Thank you. So he's making that an emphatic and emphasized point for us. So sleep is a very good idea. And every time you go to, you're getting ready to go to sleep, what should you, what could you do?
Light me affirmation.
All is in divine order, or
I am peace.
I am peace. If you say, I am peace, it's one of the best meditative steps moving into sleep you could have. What happens when you say, I am peace?
You surround yourself with peace.
Everything is peace. Hmm? You are at peace.
You are peace. Not at peace. You are peace. And you are peace when you say, I am peace. I am at peace. I'm at the threshold of peace, but I'm not in it.
You are peace.
And in Germany they say, sitzen Sie auf dem Tisch, sit by the table. And they read it as sit on the table, you know. Yeah. And so when they say in American, in English, or in British English, they say, you're sitting on the table. No, you're sitting at the table. And you see, to, what's your phrase now?
I am peace.
I am peace, or?
I am peace.
Or I am at peace. And when you're at peace, that's not what you want to be. You are peace.
I am peace.
You are peace. The whole thing and nothing but the truth of the peace. And this is what it's all about. That's good. Okay. Now, did you have any questions, sir?
Any questions? No.
So he has no questions. So that means that he's going to leave here the most brilliant boy in the world. By the way, how did you come here? Were you the most brilliant boy in the world when you came?
How did you come?
Well, then you didn't learn anything. You left with what you came. But that's a lot more than a lot of people do. Okay, now, we can talk further on these, or we can add a few of our own if you wish. All right, on meditation. Meditation is a fun thing. Meditation is a fun thing because meditation is where we go to work on an inner level that we haven't thought of before. We go to work on an inner level that we know of, but we hadn't realized it. We hadn't put it to work. Now, how do you go to work on an inner level that you hadn't realized works? How do you put a new program of meditation in focus for yourself when you think you had them all? What is for us now, right now, what would be another focus of meditation?
Sleeping.
All right, I'll give you a cue. A cue. C-U-E. It's not a clue, it's a cue.
C-L-U-E.
Meditation is jetzt. Now. Same word in German. Meditation is now. It is getan. It is done. Meditation is done. And when meditation is done, then what about meditation? Nothing more to do, is there?
Nothing more.
When meditation is done. But when meditation is done, what is it done about?
Fulfilled.
It's fulfilled, but what is it done about? And how would you name a universal aspect of a fulfilled act?
Like seeing the world.
Hmm?
World as perfect. The whole world as perfect.
He said the whole world is perfect.
Our world is talking?
He said the whole world is perfect.
Our world is perfect.
Yeah.
The whole.
So you won't have to differentiate.
Our word is perfect, okay? Our word is perfect. He's a good interpreter, isn't he? Our word is perfect, okay? Now, how does that make any difference for us? You see, If you think of meditation, as we all basically do, an active word in which we're thinking about something that is happening, we are peaceful, we're relaxed, and everything is working out good, and everything is coming to a good focus and a good completion, and all that's so nice and so cool, you know. And then there's another area of meditation. You go into meditation and a lightning bolt strikes you. Bang! You know. You get this flash of inspiration, flash of understanding. And you say, ah. So it is. Now, what is it that happened?
Bliss.
Pretty close.
Oh, I see.
Now, what does that oh, I see mean?
So this is it.
It means I am illumined now. Now, oh, I see. Now it is done. Now. Do you meditate any more about it then?
No.
You're done. You see, that really is the completion of meditation, when you have that OIC experience. Oh, I see, that's how it's done. Wonderful, beautiful, you know. But the thing is, most people, unfortunately, don't have that experience. Now, why don't they? Because they think of meditation as an ineffective technique for getting things done. You know that. Why is it we're spending billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars building roads and building buildings and building commercial buildings and houses and all that stuff? Why to do things? Why are we doing that? When we could do what?
Meditate. And see
when
it
we could
done.
Speak our word and see it done. Now, to meditate means for most people to work. That's a process. The process of doing it, you know, a work in progress. And that's where we get it all backwards.
Yes.
Now it is done. Now. Are you a happy lady now?
Yes.
Or will you be a happy lady?
I am happy now.
I will never be a happy lady.
I am
a happy lady now. And you could say always, but the thing is that's superfluous, and it's also limiting. You are happy. That's your ideal self, and you are your ideal self, right? Only. Not always, but only. Are you your ideal self? Yeah. But you see, can you think that? Can you see that? I am my ideal self. It is done now. It is complete. It is fulfilled. Yeah. What happens to you when you don't say it? Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, why can't I? You know? That's tomorrow. Today is when you say it's done. Today is when all your affirmations are manifest. Not manifest, that's a poor word.
Now.
Revealed now. Revealed! They've always been. But now I know about it. Now they're revealed to me. And that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Now what is it that is the type of meditation that we use the least, but is the most effective?
Thoughts.
I heard you. It wasn't the answer I wanted. Why are we? What do we do that is our most effective meditation?
Done.
Seeing it done now. How do you act as a practitioner?
See the truth.
You look beyond
the appearance and see the truth.
and see the truth. But you look beyond and see the truth. You don't say just see the truth, because they will try to see the truth in the problem. But you look beyond it and you see the truth. Now, it's not bad trying to find the truth in the problem, but you're not going to be very
look
fortunate.
Beyond mm-hmm. the appearance.
No, don't say that. You look beyond to see the truth. And beyond what? That's up to you. But you look beyond to see the truth. I look beyond appearances. I look beyond everything. I see the truth. But if you just leave all that other stuff off there. Now, you say, will you work with me on healing my headache? I've had a migraine headache for 10 years. And I say, sure. So I look beyond and I say, oh, okay. She's holding perfect. She's fantastic. Not why you're holding perfect. Not why you're fantastic. Not what, why you were not fantastic, but that you are now. Okay. So then another practitioner comes along and he says, oh, have you had a lot of confusion in your life? Have you had a lot of people who bothered you? Have you had a lot of bad sexual experiences? Have you had a lot of things that bugged you in your mind? You know? Yes. Well, that's what it was, you know. Now, how do you get rid of that? Well, you go to see Ugo, and he knows how to handle all that stuff. And so you go to Ugo, and he says, Mom, he says, you are so perfect, you put me to shame. I would like to have you stand at the door to my office and have everyone walk by you first and look at a perfect woman, the ideal woman, and then come and see me. And you say, well, I'll do that. You can pay me. I'll do that. I don't mind having a salary for standing at your door drinking tea and acting real nice, you know.
Yes.
And so then what does he say?
He's looking beyond.
Yes. Hmm? He's looking beyond.
No. He says, look beyond.
And see the truth.
And know the truth. Look beyond, know the truth. See the truth. Okay. Can you do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you really do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. If you can really do that, don't get your words all jumbled up. It's so easy to jumble up our words thinking one thing, you know, and going back to another point, you know, Christy. And we'll always be on the point we're talking about now. Christy, what is the key word for what we're talking about right now?
Meditation.
Huh?
Meditation.
Christy, what is the key word for what we are talking about right now?
Meditation.
What is the key word now that we're talking about right now?
Meditation.
What is the key word now that we're talking about right now that we're coming up with the now word? What is the key word now that we're coming up with? Do you know the key word?
Done.
Now.
Now.
I give you the word. Yeah. I put the word now. And you shouldn't think there's something silly in me putting now in there all the time, you know. But now.
Yeah.
Now. Now. Chrissy, you, whether you like it or not, and I don't care whether you like it or not, it doesn't bother me at all, you are the ideal administrator in hospitals. You are the ideal woman for the job. You are the ideal people who have intercourse with other people, who have perfect harmonious relationships in their work relationships. You are the ideal supervisor. You are the ideal persons one-to-one with the people of your office, you know, or any hospital. In fact, you probably are the perfect ideal person who brings hospitals together and brings staffs together and sets up these programs with them, you know. And they pay you $200,000 a year or something like that, you know. Whatever you want. Is that true?
Done.
Huh?
Done, yeah.
Done, uh-huh, okay. Now, what am I saying? Am I saying something that's a joke?
No.
Am I saying something that's real?
Yes.
Am I saying, why? Where did I get it from? Out of the allness. Is it true?
Yes.
All right. Now, when are you going to act that way?
Now.
Okay. And then you'll experience it too. Are you dumb?
I don't know.
I'm wonderful.
I like me.
You're not dumb.
Are you stupid?
like me.
Are you unwise?
I like me.
Are you rich?
I like me.
Beautiful. Beautiful and true. Now, what was I just doing, and what have I been doing all morning with you guys?
Lecture.
What's this guy been talking about over here? He says here, how do you deal with... that's not what you want. Is it important to use repetitive words and sentences? Is it?
Yes.
What's a repetitive word?
Affirmations. I like me.
I like me.
What's a repetitive sentence?
I like me.
What's a repetitive word?
Now.
Now.
Me.
You.
Like.
Me.
Now. Me. Like. Me. Like. Now. Indian talk. So, you see, that's what it's all about. Knowing how to use these repetitive words, these sentences, these affirmations to benefit you. Now, you've been to campus and you went home with a pack of meditations, both of you. Now, what you did with them is your business. Probably lit your fire with or something like that. But why do we use meditations? Why do we use these affirmations? What does an affirmation do?
Reinforce.
It keeps you in tune all the time.
It keeps you in tune all the time?
Yeah.
And?
Consistency.
In tune, consistent, okay. And you were saying?
Reinforce.
It reinforces. Well, what reinforces? It's the repetition that reinforces.
Yes.
The repetition reinforces. I like me, I like me, I like me. When you use that repetition again and again and again, what happens?
It de-louses
your body of all those negative ideas that are no longer important for you.
Yes.
At one time, it was important for you to say, I don't like me, I don't like me. I've been a bad boy or a bad girl. I write it on the blackboard 100 times, you know, I'm a bad girl. Well, that reinforcement is not what you want, is it?
No.
No. You want the reinforcement that says, I am an ideal woman.
I am balanced.
And I am balanced. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Or other phrases that touch what you want to touch. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So we're doing just great there. All right. Any other questions?
No.
No? Oh, Evie. Evie, you are a priceless boy. A priceless boy. And if we ever tried to sell you, we would never get what you're worth. 500 pounds? And you think that's all you're worth? I would think you're worth much more than 500 pounds.
900.
900. Well, 900,000? I think you're playing with numbers that are new to you. But that's good. Okay, well, if there's no more questions, then we will let that be it. And that's beautiful. Did we answer any of the questions sufficiently for what you wanted?
Yes.
Okay.